Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio, and we're broadcast on every third Sunday. However, you know, we had 5 Sundays in this month. So we kind of pushed it back just a little bit because the first Sunday was the start of the new year. We wanted to make sure everybody enjoyed themselves part of our holiday. So we're going to just talk about Tell the Truth, and that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of this show. Go to, you know, on your cell phone, if you're doing your Facebook, if you're able to dial our dial-in number so you can share your thoughts. So just listen to the show. It's 347-857-4192. And if you want to share your thoughts, just press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. If you want to go to the web link where you have an opportunity just to hear the show, we love for you to use your Google. We love for you to use your Apple. We love for you to use either one of those resources to check us out, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. Again, we're so glad to have you. We're going to be broadcast on several outlets today, and we're glad to have an opportunity to do that. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can. WVSW_internet_talk_radio. You can check us out there as well. If you want to go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15 at The Smith Way Production, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And if you want to slide over on Facebook, you can. That's Facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Or you want to go to Instagram and Twitter as well. You can check us out. I gave you in regards to The Smith Way Production, and you can check us out there. It's going to be an awesome show tonight. Show today, this afternoon, and we look forward to having it. It's like as soon as my host, I will say my co-host called in a minute, we'll be able to go where we need to go. But we just want to take an opportunity to let you know this is what it's all about. The Smith Way Production, which eventually we was able to contract and become the WVSW Internet Talk Radio. So we're being broadcast on all avenues and all outlets dealing with the internet. I just gave you each and every one of them. There are several other. We're also going to Clubhouse very soon, and that way you can be a part of it by calling in and going to the live and be a part of that. We'll make sure you have it on it. So we're really excited about being with Clubhouse and having that opportunity. There are several other ways. You know, as I said, YouTube. I may have said Instagram already, but YouTube will also be broadcast on Instagram and YouTube. So I want to make sure we get both of them in. We don't want to forget. We're on Twitter. I mentioned that as well. So we got several opportunities. Now, understand through Blog Talk Radio as well as through our internet-based service, we'll be broadcast in 18 countries. We're so excited because in the North American country, you know, we was fortunate through the middle of last year, we had several listeners and watchers that come in from Canada. We're so glad to have them. Then we also, to the south of the United States, we have listeners down in the south part of this continent, and that's Mexico. So we're so happy. You know, I'm full of joy because Sunday, God has blessed us to see another Sunday, and we're coming to you, and we're going to bring some things, and we're going to put you on the right track. Again, whose report will you believe? And I want you to think about that for a second. And you might ask me, say, what you're talking about, Doc? We're talking about the report. Is the report coming from up high above, or are you taking a report from man down here? We're dealing with COVID-19. And as we deal with this, I ask you, and this is going to come from our end, which is WVSW Internet Talk Radio, is that follow the protocols. Follow the safety measures. Just make sure you do it. My heart go out to a particular school system. That's the Montgomery Public School System. We're at about, I believe now, and I see some listeners on here, we're at about 8 employees have passed in within the last 2 or 3 months. Many of them are my good friends. Many of them I've been knowing for years. I would shout out everybody's name, but I may not hear everybody's name, but recently we'll say that Coach Dwayne Berry, we grew up together, so we're from the same neighborhood. He was a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. I've been knowing Dwayne a long time, and God knows we our condolences to the family. And one of my co-workers that worked with me when I was in Lowndes County as a coach, and that was Coach Rodney Scott, passed several weeks ago, and he was laid to rest. And see, these are the people we have encountered personally. And you got many others. And the list I don't have in front of me, and I wish. But also my truly, truly good friend back from long time ago in middle school. And I can go back to just knowing eventually when he married his wife, and my ex-wife, we were good friends, maybe in the same organization. And none other than Dr. Ennis McCorvin. You know, he's a member of, and always he'll be a member, whether it's their Omega chapter, the chapter Yon Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. So I want to give a shout out for those, but all the other employees, all those other employees that succumbed to COVID-19, it's all about whose report will you believe. And those individuals, when they had to deal with it, the report they had to deal with in the end, and now their families are dealing with it's going to be some challenging days, but our prayers are to the family. We ask you to offer the prayers as well to each and every one of those employees in the Montgomery Public School system that have passed, and hopefully a challenge to their Board of Education, the government body, the governmental body of the of Montgomery Public School, to say something about these individuals, because they are warriors. The teachers are on the front line. And I retired after putting in 30 plus years as an educator, teacher, coach, principal, assistant principal, central office staff. And I'm telling you, we're on the front line. And we have to do more about shouting out, recognizing those individuals. So I challenge, and I'm coming at it. They can get upset with me, I'm fine with it. The Board of Education, at their next board meeting, Montgomery Public School Board of Education meeting, take a moment, not only for silence, but to mention those individuals, those warriors who was out in the field, that worked for the system, gave their heart, their family was committed to them, and they was committed to the system. You have to shout out to the superintendent. I challenge you to make sure you say something about them in the board meeting. Teachers, when you go to the board meeting, make sure you say something about those individuals. We don't know what the journey is ahead of us, but we're in challenging times. So who report you going to believe? Whose report you going to believe? First thing we want to kind of touch bases on, that, you know, going through this pandemic, we're dealing with what we call unknown stress. And I have to ask you, what is your unknown stress? Is it stress of losing your family members? Is it stress of losing your own life? Is it a stress of losing your job? Is it a stress of losing what you used to do? What you're used to doing, you no longer do. I see a type message from Jennifer Renee Adams. She said the superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools is doing a press conference on Monday. Hoorah, hoorah. It needs to be done. You've been down at it, but it needs to be done. Also, a shout out for AEA, the Alabama Education Association, because they are working and calling these boards of education and putting their feet close to the fire and said, we need you. We need you to have some protocols and guidelines dealing with COVID-19. You have some, you have to follow them. Make the right choices. Best practice is what we're requiring them to do and call for them to do. And we'll give a shout out to the Alabama Education Association as well. For many of you, what are you dealing with? What stress are you dealing with during the pandemic? What is causing you some problems? What is the unknown that you're dealing with? What's creating doubt? What's creating failure? What's creating fear? What is creating that? Think about it. Now, how do you handle this? How do you handle this stress? One of the things I've been kind of rant and raving on the other shows was that I think it's important that we no longer wait on someone sitting in a so-called chair above us. And it says sitting in the chair, but the ones that may be mayors and governors and presidents that make decisions how we're going to go. We need to make decisions ourselves, which way we're going to deal with this pandemic and cut away and take away the stress that we're dealing with. Who reports you're going to believe? That's what it's all about. And I call for us to start in the grassroots. Start right down here in our homes and talk to our family members about places that are lack of ventilation that will lead you to be at high risk. The places that won't allow you to breathe like you need to breathe. Yes, you're going there with a mask, but because of the close proximity of these various places, your clubs, your various entertainment centers. And I'm not trying to call out them. They have to make money, but those places are a hotbed for you to create the pandemic stress. They're a hotbed to where you have to, you can't move forward like you need to. I know you have to go to restaurants. That's you feeling mean, but you can also take out. You got to remember when you go there with a mask through the door, but you're going to take a mask and sit, you don't know who in there who are a carrier. The chances, we can't live with fear. But at this time, the only way we can do it now here to address these various situations is with our families. Talk with our families. Talk with them about whose report you're going to believe. You're going to report that coming from out of a certain level of government. Are we going to listen to, at times, the scientists who we have mixed messages come from? They change every time they want it to fit whatever they need it to fit. Or are you going to believe God, the report coming from God? Yes, we're going to bring, we're going to play that card because it's important. I believe in that. I'm going to trust the Lord. I know many of people, family members have passed because of COVID-19, and I have family members who have been infected by it, but they made it through, but the damage may be already done. Yes, they're walking, they're functioning around, but we don't know what's going to happen two or three. But then I ask my question. There are individuals who round every day that do have to go to places, and they're not contracted. Why is that? Is the vaccine the only way? Is the vaccine the only way we're going to do this? Is it that we practice these four protocols or the four safety measures to make sure we're safe? Not only us being safe, individuals being safe, family members. Don't go to the tell your young people and your family because they will listen to you. Being in those places that are lack ventilation. And you may be a carrier, not know you're a carrier. You come back and bring it to the matriarch, the patriarch of your family. Think about that. We got to be serious about family. We got to be serious about block by block. And that's what we said. This show is all about taking care of the grassroots level. So your stress could be eased up a lot better if they're a lot more communicated at that level. We have to communicate it. And then if they do, you have to have some guidelines, even in your family. If you go, you got to let us know you go, you want to go party, you want to go jump around, it's 14 days, you'll need to come out. I'm sorry. We got fear. We have stress. And we're failing in general with this. We're failing. Up to 43% of the deaths have been people of color. And those individuals make up a lot of our audience and our listeners, but you got to understand, we can correct that. We can't wait on anybody else to correct it. We have to address it at our homes. And that's what I challenge you. Ease up the stress of the pandemic by addressing those things at home with your family members. Virtual calls. Telephone calls, using Zoom, having family meetings to talk with each family member. If you tell me it's not going to work, is it going to work because apparently your family communication is not very good? That's where you have to have that. Work on that. Make sure it works because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about handling stress at this time. We got to be comfortable enough to know that we can survive from day to tomorrow or whenever. If God has put in place in his book, everybody has their own book. There are many chapters. And when the day comes, when that book becomes in, we don't know that. But we can do everything that we need to do to make sure we're not put in that situation, our family members not putting us in that situation. You're in a home with your immediate family, let's have your gathering with your immediate family or the people that live in your house. That is a serious thing that people are not listening to. A lot of people are just taking that for granted. And you say, they say have a gathering of 10, but number 11, number 12 is the one that come with the COVID-19 and infected by it. Now infect all 10 of them. There might be one or two that might not be infected. But we got to keep that in mind. How are you handling stress? How are you having stress of losing individuals that's close to you? It is a challenge, people. And it's because of COVID-19, we're losing our matriarch and our patriarch. We've got to take care of block by block. That's how we start off handling stress. We have to pray. Put our trust in the Lord now. This is tell the truth. You can't get around dealing with your daily stressful moment until you begin to offer up your prayers to our Lord to guide and keep you. If you're afraid of doing it and don't know how to do it, there's many ways to be asked. Just try it. God will put the words in your heart. Then it'll come out your mouth. That's the way we move forward. If you having problem, medical condition, address your medical condition. That stress causes heart problems, high blood pressure, diabetes. When you allow stress to overtake you, not trusting in our Lord and Savior, you will have a tendency to go to the doctor. And one of the things that concern me all the time when we go to the doctor said this quick. They'll say, do your parents have any of those underlying conditions? It seems like just because your parents have it, that's guaranteed that you're going to have it. There's no guarantee to anything. But that's the question. And I've seen them quick to try to put you on high blood pressure because your parents was on high blood pressure. You got to show some sign. Well, your clothes, because I know I had come back from Florida and I went to the and see, this is tell the truth. This is real talk here. And I went to the doctor and he asked me all those questions. I changed doctors because my other doctor retired. And one of the things he said, well, you're borderline diabetic because your dad is a diabetic. Come on, bro, borderline. It comes from stress. How do you handle your stress? First of all, you start in your homes and making sure you commit to the livelihood of your family members. Do not be in and out of these different places at this time. It's a good chance all of 21 may be a part of it. I know you have heard things from vaccine, but vaccine, people have still succumbed. Even with the vaccine. See, this is one of those dark days. Our Lord and Savior said they are coming. Are you ready? I know the church doors are not truly open at a full capacity, or some are just not open at all. But your belief, your true Christianity, your love for the Lord is not in a building. It's in your heart. You deal with stress in all the situations in your family by trusting in the Lord and believing in the Lord. Now, you may have another way to deal with it. That's why you have an opportunity to call in 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can offer the location and share your thoughts on it. That's what it's all about, being able to tell the truth. I want to take this opportunity to present an advertisement that we're being sponsored by this individual and the organization he works with. Let's gain knowledge about COVID-19 disaster preparedness planning virtual course. On February the 15th, the course is entitled, which is on module 3.1, continuing operation. And on February, and another day, well, it's February the 15th, we also have module, February the 17th, I'm sorry, module 3.2, continuing operations. This is sponsored by the Alabama Small Business Development Center. They're accepting application through the eCenter registration. You can go on to the website, which is www.sbdc@alabamastateuniversity.ed. And just give them a shout out, or just go on the website, www.asbdc.org, or you can give William Scott a call at 347-320-5831. Again, William Scott, 320-5438 with the area code of 33. Check it out. Find out what's going on February the 15th and 17th. Gain some knowledge. All right, let's move forward and look at some of the things that, how do we deal with struggles? We have to understand we have struggles in our life every day. We have challenges in our life every day. And what we have to make sure is that the best way to deal with any challenges and struggles that we have in our life is to make sure we know what we're dealing with and put a plan of action to deal with it. There's a problem and always a solution. Even in this pandemic, there's a solution. The solution may change how you did things, what you call normal. It might become a new norm. Wearing a mask, washing your hands, staying 6 feet away. And the one I say is more important, if it's not essential for you to be out, stay at home. That's how we deal with the struggles of the pandemic. That's how we deal with struggles of life. That is identifying the problem and be prepared to have a solution. It's not difficult. You're creating your own report now. Whose report will you believe? If you have a solution that you want to put an effort into to deal with the problem, you will be successful. Sometimes it requires plan A, B, C, and D. But trouble don't last always. And we have to be thankful, truly thankful for it all. The stress, the challenges, the struggles, the music we play. We do not own the rights to, but we like to always try to play some music that is keeps our spirits up high. And we're talking about struggles during the pandemic. How do you deal with your struggle? What report do you want to believe? Is there a report out there that's going to tell you everything is going to be all right? And that report, it's a report there. But one thing we have to keep in mind, it ain't going to come from man. Truly, truly going to come from our Lord and Savior. So we want to tell the truth, but we want to play this segment right quick. We don't own the rights to the music. It says, thank you for it all. We want to thank you and make sure we thank him.
Times of victory, and when I fall.
Come on now. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for it all. And that's what it's all about. We're talking about struggles. We're going to tell the truth. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. I am the host. I'm still waiting on my co-host to come sign in, and hopefully she'll call in a minute. And that's Christine Walters. You know, I thank her for volunteering to be a part of this. And we just want to make sure we can put some things into your heart. Maybe in your heart you will be able to understand the challenges that we're going through or have a sense of it. I'm not saying you don't, but we want to place this. How do you deal with the struggles? We talked about before we went to the music, that segment in the news segment, how do you deal with the struggles? What struggles do you have? As I said earlier, I have this approach. That approach is identifying the problem. Don't spend a whole lot of time on the problem, talking about the problem, complaining about the problem. Spend some time on the solution. Plan your solution, whether it's plan A, B, C, D. Plan to succeed. Don't spend time talking about failure. That's the way you deal with struggles. Put your trust in the Lord and with your solution, give it to him, and I promise you, he'll see you through. You won't go alone. You're never alone. He's always in the midst. He will carry you through, but you got to trust him. Your struggles will be living. Whose report do you believe? Whose report do you believe? Do you believe in a higher power? Or you believe man can do it for you? It's a higher power that I believe in. I believe in our Lord and Savior. So I'm going to believe in his report when I'm struggling, when I'm stressed, when I'm dealing with this pandemic, the unknown stress that I'm dealing with, the doubt, the fear, or the failure. I'm going to deal with his report, and I'm going to trust in a higher power. See, let's remember, our God, he's so mighty because he loves you. So that's your troubles. That's how to deal with your struggles. That's how you deal with your pain. That's how you deal with your stress. It's our Lord and Savior. So as a man or woman, who you going to turn to? Who you going to believe during the pandemic? who are you going to believe during COVID-19 that can bring us through? Do you believe in man? Are you going to believe in God? That's your challenge. You watch television. You watch all these news reports. Man has to the point put everything he wants to put out there. Don't ask him. Don't listen to him. You listen to the God, our Lord and Savior, the higher power, our Lord and Savior. That's what I believe in. And I ask you to do the same thing. As we move forth in life, how important is prayer to dealing with stress? How important is prayer is dealing with the unknown? How important is prayer dealing with doubt? How important is prayer with dealing with failures, your fears, your struggles? How important is prayer? When you pray and give it to our Lord and Savior, you no longer have to worry, because he has you, he got you. I always tell people, and I type you, God got you. So don't worry. I know it's challenging time. God got you. But you have to believe his report. And that's what it's all about. See, God is a healer. You know, he don't have time to play. All y'all that want to play, you need to probably find you another place to be. You got to be, if you plan on being on this earth, you got to trust in him. I know some people going to sit up and say, well, but you're entitled to yours, and I'm definitely entitled to mine. And I just believe that God will guide you, keep you, and lead you on the path of righteousness, as it said, for his name's sake. And we have to make sure that that's what we focus on as we move forward. Again, another shout out for our sponsor. All existing business who suffer from COVID-19 and need funds to help with positive paycheck protection, payroll, or just finance, give a call to William Scott at 334-320-325438. Again, that's 334-320-5438. Check him out, and he'll share some things to help you get you on the right track. Give my friend William a call and talk with him about how he can help you get some finance for your business. And that's what it's all about. All right, as we move to the next segment, you know, we want to focus on where we are in life, what kind of burdens we're dealing with now. How do you know when all the struggles are over? When will the struggles be over? I think the many people joining us on Facebook, and I want to take this opportunity as well to shout out to those people. Because you took time to be a part of this. You're doing some awesome things yourself, and we want to make sure we let people know exactly what you are doing. As we move forth, let me give a shout out, starting with our first individual that is Tyus Angelo Stewart. Thank you, Tyus, so much for joining us. Doc T. Brinson. Thank you, Doc T. Brinson. We have Latay Pickett, Inspire to Inspire Ministry. Have several projects going on, but during the holidays, they Inspire to Inspire made sure the family had Christmas. Partner with Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, made sure they had a meal. We're going to give a shout out to this individual who's focused on making sure, and that's Latay Pickett. We want to give you the shout out for what you're doing. God is blessing you. Keep on doing it. No matter the challenges come about, no matter how many people that may not be for you. But the thing about it, God is for you. So whose report are you going to believe? Just keep that in mind. My frat brother, George M. Scott, thank you, brother, so much. We have Jennifer Renee Adams. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for joining us. We also have Shalice Johnson, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. We also have one of my good friends, Core. We coached together. He works now at Lowndes County, and he was the, when at Hamel Middle, I was the girls' basketball coach and seventh grade coach. He was eighth grade coach. None other than Coach Brian. We call B. Cole Coleman, Coach Brian Coleman. Thank you, Brian, so much. We have Melissa Williams, MBA, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. We have Denise Stephanie. Denise joins us out of Berkeley, California. She has a ministry in Coral Behind the Mask Ministry. And it's about the mask that we wear, the mask that we have of fear, the mask of failure, the struggles that we have, the mask of stress, the mask of doubt. We have those behind the mask, but her ministry will share some things that have you enlightened. Go to her Facebook page. That's Denise Stephanie. Facebook, make a request, and find out exactly how she can take the mask off you through our organization. Awesome work, Denise, over there in Berkeley, California. Sherry Price McGee. Thank you, Sherry, so much. From looking at it, you remember Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us today. And it's so good to have each and every one of you all here. And it's all about finding out the stress that we're dealing with. How are we going to have a solution for it? Finding out the doubt that we have. You may doubt the Lord and not intend to, because the things that you wanted may not come through. But there's one thing about our Lord and Savior. See, he'll put us in a position so we'll feel like going on. Just listen to me. That we'll feel like going on. And I want to play something that lets you know through the song and the music and the minute. See, sometimes we want to give up because of stress. We want to give up because of doubt. We want to give up because of the pandemic, COVID-19. We want to give up because we just think we can't succeed. We're going to fail at it. We want to give up because we have fear. We want to give up because we don't know how to deal with it, so we don't have a solution. So you got to have the strength to say, I feel like going on.
Let a storm may be raging.
I want to cut it off right there. But you have to feel like going on. And that's what we're talking about. How are we going to have solutions to the challenges of the pandemic? How are we going to have solutions with the struggle of COVID-19? How are we going to have solutions with the unknown of your stress or doubt, fear of failure? How are we going to have solutions? Because if we trust in our Lord, we're going to feel like going on. If you believe in a higher power, a higher power, you can go on. And I wanted to play that. We don't own the rights to those songs, but we like to play some music to encourage your spirit that you must go on. We want to look at our next topic. Our next topic focuses on how do you know it's over? How do you know it's over? The stress, the burdens, the fear of failing, the doubt. How do you know it's over? You ask yourself that. I gave you the best solution and how I deal with things. You have to identify the problem and have a solution. If it requires you to go to someone else to help with it, the solution in those individuals working with you. God will guide you, but you got to trust in our Lord because he is the answer. He answers all our prayers. He removes all the stress, the unwants, the undesires. He removes that when you trust in him, that higher power. So how do you know it's over? You know, when I tell everybody, when you begin to see a gleam of light, a bright light, because you know God have decided to send that report down to you, because he know you believe and trust in him. So what he'll do is he'll let that little small cast of light be seen. That's when you know and feel like this is over with. Our stress and challenges we have, when we trust in the Lord, he'll bring you through. You can never get stuck with our Lord and Savior. So the question is, how do you know it over? Things will begin to get better. As you should pray, you pray for God to watch over you and your family. You should pray that when it comes for the darkness of the hour and you need to lie in a slumber state, you ask him to put your feet on the floor in the morning. But I'm not going to do it till I give him the praise. You can see it being over because he'll allow you to see another day. And don't say another day means new challenges. Yes, it's new challenges, but not new problems. It's new solutions. That's how you know it's over. It might be a small inkling of some joy, but that's moving in a direction for it to being over. But you got to trust in him, believe in him. We're going to tell the truth. We have time to play. Too many people are dying every day, every hour. And we have to keep that in mind when with our family. That's why I tell at the end of my show, all my shows, tell your family member, whether you're virtual or whether you just see them, tell them you love them. We're not promised another day. But we'll promise if we trust in the Lord that we'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. Here's the answer. Because he's in the midst. So that's how you know it's over. It ain't time to throw in the towel. Well, many people may decide to give up, but don't give up. Just trust him and believe in him because he's a healer. He's a provider. He's a way maker, but you got to believe in him. So those two important questions are just there that we can spend a lot of time discussing, but we have to keep in mind because God is the healer. the way maker. He's going to show you the way when it's over. He's going to pick you up. That's a guarantee. He's going to pick you up when you think you're down. When you can't go no more, just like the footprints in the sand, as you walk through the sand, there's two footprints, two set of footprints, yours and our Lord and Savior. When you begin to get tired because you're wore out, the footprints become one set of footprints. And that set will be the Lord picking you up. That's when you know it's over. You don't have to throw in the towel. You got to believe and trust in Him. Let's be honest. The only way you don't survive, only way you don't make it through this, only way is you don't trust in Him. Some people give you measures to do it, but the best medicine, the best wisdom comes from our Lord and Savior, not from man. So whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? I ask you to think about that. Just think about that. I'm going to play another song that I just truly, truly think is real important. And slowly, I was moving so fast, I kind of missed it last time. But I want to make sure I get it this time. I'm still kind of looking at it to make sure. And I call myself being on it, so when I come back to it, I can just click on it. Let's keep in mind that that's what our Lord and Savior will do when you trust in Him. But as we get ready to close out this show, I want to play something that's really, really, truly speak of what our Lord and Savior is doing. I kind of passed it. Let me get some more glasses. I can't see too good. See, we got to realize God is in His place. He's with you. So all the things we talked about today about stress, the pandemic, the unknown, the doubt, the fear of failure, knowing your higher power, knowing God loves you, He hears your burdens, He knows your pain, trusting in the Lord and not in man. Are you willing to pray? Are you willing to do what God requires you to do so we can deal with the pandemic, COVID-19, unknown stress, doubts, fear, failure? Helps you to deal in hell of stress. Whose reports you going to believe? Because you first of all got to realize for us to be successful and get over this and know that we're over with, we got to know He's in His place. We got to know He's here and He's making a difference. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play this song.
Looks like there's no God anywhere. Oh, no one to turn to. So I wonder.
Come on now. Come on.
So I asked myself these questions many a time. I'm in this world.
Come on now. That's what we say. Trust him. Live in him. Trust in him. And that's what we're talking about.
Right here in this day.
Tell the truth. Prove your truth.
It may not feel good where you are, but trust me.
Prove yourself where you believe.
Right here in this place.
Because see, we're in this place.
Don't try to go nowhere else but stay right
there.
And watch me move on your behalf. I know what I'm doing in your life. I have a perfect plan for you, yeah. I have you here for a reason. Yes, I do. You're gonna be my witness, yes, you are.
We got to trust in our Lord and Savior because he's in his place. Who report will you believe? Ask yourself that. It's been awesome to be able to share some things with you on Tell the Truth. I really apologize because of the other co-host that was not here. I've seen the message come across and maybe she was not able to join us. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all. Again, if you want to gain some knowledge about COVID-19 disaster preparedness planning, there's a virtual course offered by the Alabama Small Business Development Center located at Alabama State University. This will be done virtual on February the 15th. It's entitled Continuous Operations 3.1. And on February the 17th, we have Continuous Operation 3.2. These are module. You can register through the Alabama Small Business Development Center, and the website is www.alabamasmallsbbc@alasu.edu. That's Alabama SBBC at ASU.education. So we want to make sure you check that out and be a part of that and register for these modules they have going on. Once you go and register, they'll determine whether there's a fee or not. We just want you to take advantage of this where there's no point where you can kind of find out something about preparedness. Now, you also, if you want further information, you can get with William Scott at 334-320-5438. That's William Scott at 334-320-5438. So take an opportunity if you want to find out some things dealing with preparedness for COVID-19 in regards to making sure there's a plan there and see what the plan is. It has two modules on February the 15th, February the 17th. 3.1, that is making sure you are continuing operating because you have a plan. That's February the 15th and 17th. So check it out. The time for each of these virtual conferences is 11 o'clock a.m. through 12 o'clock p.m. World Line of Residence. Next one is coming up on February the 15th. Check it out and enjoy yourself and find out some knowledge about it. We want to give a shout out to these individuals that are joining us. We give a shout out to my frat brother, Curtis Alexander, out of the state of Mississippi, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you so much, Curtis, for joining, brother Alexander. Tina Robinson, a co-host on several of our shows, Talking Real to You, the Love Cafe, Dr. Low Show. She's joined us every opportunity, and she's also the CEO and founder, along with her sister, owning My Own Truth. That's her ministry. She works out of Oakland, California. She goes into the neighborhood, into the streets, and make a difference in individual life. Just go to Tina Robinson Facebook page if you want to support, whether it's through just words of good advice, words of support, congratulations, words of kindness and appreciation, or financially you can. You can go to Only My Own Truth, and it's there to make a difference in the communities all over this country, but specifically in Oakland, California. We have Sherry Price McGee. Sherry is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. We have Kim Ramsey, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's the CEO and founder of that out of Berkeley, California. So get on Facebook, check them out. We also have Melinda Williams, MBA, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Coach B. Cole. We call him, his name is Brian. We call him B. Cole as Coach Brian B. Cole Coleman. Thank you, my friend. Jennifer Renee Adams, thank you, Jennifer, for the information. Thank you for joining us on a consistent basis. Thank you so much. Shalise Johnson, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for your support. Also, we have Latane Pickett, Inspired to Inspire. She's the CEO, the founder, along with many others who work with her, and she provides for those individuals that in need. They have several projects going on. Her ministry is going to focus on helping our people in our community. If you're interested in being a part or either getting with us, finding out more information, you can go to her Facebook page, Latane Pickett, and also you can go to the group page, Inspire to Inspire. Check her out. She's doing some awesome things in the community. I applaud her, support her, and all of these individuals with their ministry. I support all of y'all that's joining because she's supporting what we're doing. My frat brother, George M. Scott Jr., thank you, brother, so much. Member of 580 Sigma Fraternity. We also have Doc T. Brinson. Thank you, Doc, for joining us. It's good to have you on here today. And Titus, Angela, Stewart, join us as well. Thank you so much. All of y'all for joining us and individuals that are on Blog Talk Radio or the ones on Instagram, thank you so much for joining us as well. We had an awesome time today. You can check us out on Tuesday, the Dr. Lowe Show, aired at 7 o'clock. That is where the co-host Tina Robinson and my favorite person, Pastor, soon to be Dr. Eddie Pratt. Both of those individuals joins me on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to make this thing do what it do. MIDWID. And that's what it's all about. Also, Wednesday night we have our sports show. And we have a new show that's going to be coming up, and it's going to be a midday show around not brunch, but beyond lunch, and however you want to call that. And it's going to be entitled, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be Dr. Lowe Neighborhood. And we're going to talk about all these things that you want to know about. We're going to just talk about all life issues. We haven't set a time, but we're going to talk a little bit about it tomorrow and let you know that we're going to be coming to you at least three times a week with the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And that's what it's all about. We're so excited to have an opportunity to branch out more and more, and we want you to be a part of this. Make sure you join us on each of the nights. We have a program, like I said, Tuesday night. That's the Dr. Lowe Show, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come join us. As I said throughout the show, we want to know how we're going to deal with the struggles in life like the pandemic. What's the answer? Unknown stress. What's the answer? Doubt or a fear of failure. These are general statements. How are we going to handle it? How are we going to deal with it? And I stated with you, you have to always address things by whether the problem. If it's a problem, don't spend a whole lot of time on the problem. Spend enough time and too much time on the solution. That way you can be successful in dealing with it. Put your trust in a higher power, which is our Lord and Savior, and he'll push you through the solution. You're never going to get stuck when you trust in the Lord. Trust in our Savior. If you do that, you'll get through. It's been awesome, but it's time to call it quit right now. And I always try to end it up like this. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible. All of these things are going on, but be responsible enough to address them and deal with them. Don't bury your head in the sand. Hashtag One Life Matter. I was talking about the eight or so employees of the Montgomery Public School who life, they have transitioned. Families and laws, a very important part of their life. They have moved on to be with our Lord and Savior. But we want to make sure they be recognized. It's because of the pandemic and COVID-19 taking the lives of them and the many other family members that you may have, I may have. My condolence to you. I am praying for each and every one of you all. I am doing that. So one life matter, that's the hashtag. Next hashtag, keep on grinding. Because that's what life is all about. Keep on grinding. Because see, if we don't give up, we got a chance to be successful. Never give up. The challenges might not be what you want it to be, but if you focus on where you want to go and pray and put your trust in the Lord, He will see you through. Next hashtag we have, and we always like to talk about this, communicate for understanding. Talk to your family members about being in these places that lack ventilation. Restaurant, clubs, movie theaters, bowling alleys, homes that are not your home. Make sure you keep that in mind. We cannot smack this and shut this pandemic down, shut this COVID-19, this plague down until we begin to focus on the protocol. That protocol is most important. Stay at home. Stay at home. Stay out of places that you are most likely to contract COVID-19. And then if you're in them places, use the 14 days as a contract tracing thought process. Don't go around your family members. Don't go to work and go around your friends. And you know you've been around a place that people in there say they have a mask and don't have a mask on. Take it off. People in a lack of ventilation place. The next thing, I always tell them as we close the show, and I want us to keep it in mind, tell your family that you love them. Tell your friends that you love them. Don't let it become too late for you to tell your family members that. If you can't do it physically, do it virtually. Give them a virtual hug like I'm giving to you now. This is my hug to you. It's coming from my heart. Coming from my heart. And I want you to keep that in mind, my individuals who've taken time that we have. Higginpad joiners, that's Renee Johnson. Higginpad joiners, thank you so much, Renee. And I want you to understand that, telling them, not one time, but many times, I love you. I want to see you around in 2022. I want you to be here with me. Practice those safety measures. We're going to check you in our family. If every family do that, we got a chance. We got a chance to defeat this. Got a chance to slow it down, at least. That's what we got a chance to do. So keep that in mind. But as we close out the show, always share that with individuals as we close out at the end. Because, see, my heart is big enough, his shoulders is wide enough to put you on them and carry them. And carry in my heart. And I always tell everybody as we close out the show, and I thank you so much for joining us. I love you, and I have a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. Get ready for Monday work. Then we got to put our chest in the air. Because he wants to hear you. now.
And
what I'm talking about.
Now come on, just lift your hands and begin to thank him for the healing right now. Come on, let me hear your worship from all over the house tonight. God is in the room.
Don't worry about that. Cause you're high power, God.